This is Fresh Air. Rock and roller Jerry Lee Lewis turned 52 this week. He's had a tempestuous life and career. He turned to music professionally after being kicked out of the Southwestern Bible Institute in Texas for what was deemed an unholy piano style. Our rock and roll historian, Ed Ward, profiles the young Jerry Lee Lewis, trying to make sense of his rigid spiritual upbringing and the music in his soul.
My name is Jerry Lee Lewis. I come from Louisiana. I'm gonna do your little boogie on this piano. Do it mighty fine. Make it shake it. Make it do it and make it do it until you break it. Lord, it's calling Lewis Boogie in a Lewis way. I do my little boogie woogie every day.
Comedian Bill Hicks has a routine where he channels the spirit of Elvis on stage, and Elvis, in between giving away Cadillacs, mentions that he didn't go to heaven or hell when he died. He went to purgatory. Among the souls there, says Elvis, are a lot of rock and roll stars, but the strangest one of all is Jerry Lee Lewis, and he's not even dead yet. There's a mordant twist to that joke, because Jerry Lee Lewis has been tormented all of his life by the tension between rock and roll and the religion he was brought up to believe, a religion that his cousin and fellow piano player, Jimmy Lee Swaggart, turned into a career. Now, while armchair psychologizing is all well and good, we have a document of this conflict, recorded late in 1957 at the Sun Records Studios. The first part of it is lost, but listen now to the voices of Jerry Lee, producer Sam Phillips, and a couple of unidentified musicians discussing theology.
H-E-L-L.
Big God, a mighty great ball of fire.
That's right.
It says, make merry with the joy of God only. But when it comes to worldly music, rock and roll,
rock it out,
anything like that, you have done brought yourself into the world, and you're in the world, and you hadn't come from out of the world, and you're still a sinner. And then you're a sinner, and unless you be saved and born again, and be made as a little child, and walk before God, and be holy. And brother, I mean, you got to be so pure. Now, no sin shall enter there. No sin. For it says no sin. It don't say just a little bit. It says no sin shall enter there. Brother, not one little bit. You got to walk and talk with God to go to heaven. You got to be so good to this fellow.
I'll tell you what I'm
doing. Hallelujah.
All right. You're right.
Now look, Jerry, religious conviction doesn't mean anything resembling extremism. All right. You mean to tell me that you're going to take the Bible, that you're going to take God's word, and that you're going to revolutionize the whole universe? Now listen, Jesus Christ was sent here by God Almighty.
Right.
Did he convict? Did he save all of the people in the world?
No, but he tried to.
He sure did. Now, wait just a minute. Jesus Christ came into this world. He tolerated man. He didn't preach from one pulpit. He went around and did good.
That's right. He preached everywhere. He preached
everywhere.
All over the land.
That's right.
He preached on the
exactly
water.
Right.
Now, and he done everything.
Now,
he healed.
Now here's the difference.
Are you following those that heal, like Jesus Christ
well,
did?
Well,
it's happening every day.
What do you mean?
The blinded eyes are open.
Jerry.
The lame are made to walk.
Jesus Christ.
The cripple are made
Jesus
to walk.
Jesus Christ, in my opinion, is just as real today as he was when he came into this
right,
world.
Right, you're so right, you don't know
now,
what
to I would say more so. Because you see, no, we'll wait here in a minute. We're gonna
go right.
But look, now listen. I'm telling you out of my heart.
Well,
and I have studied the Bible a little bit.
Well, I have too. I've studied it through and through and through.
But listen, Jerry.
I know what
Jerry, when you think that you can't do good, be a rock and roll exponent.
You can do good, Mr. Phillips. Don't get me wrong.
Wait a minute. Now, what I mean, I say do good.
You can have a kind heart.
I don't mean.
You can help people.
You can save souls.
No.
No.
No. No.
You never make it.
How can the devil save souls?
Devil ain't gonna save it.
What are you talking about?
Devil.
Man, I got the devil in me. If I didn't have, I'd be a Christian.
Well, you may have it.
Jesus healed this man. He cast the devil out. The devil says, where can I go? He says, can I go into this swine? Now, he said, yeah, go into him. Didn't they go into him?
Jerry, the point I'm trying to make is, if you believe what you're seeing, you got no alternative whatsoever.
Mr. Phillip, I don't care. It ain't what you believe. It's what's written in the Bible.
Well, wait a minute.
It's what you believe. Mr. Phillips.
No.
It ain't what you believe. It's just what's there.
No, by gosh, if it's not what you believe, then how do you interpret the Bible?
Man,
how do you interpret the Bible if it's not what you believe?
Well, how was on me?
Well, I mean, there's some people you can't tell them because they know that's
good. Well, man.
No, you've got to make Christians.
You can talk.
Now, here's the thing.
And they did talk and talk and eventually settled things, because here's what's on the tape immediately afterwards.
You shake my nerves and you rattle my brain. Too much love drives a man insane. You broke my will, but what a thrill. Goodness and gracious, great balls of fire. My Latin lover, oh, I thought it was funny. You came along and you moved me, honey. I changed my mind, this love is fine. Goodness and gracious, great balls of fire. Kiss me, baby. Ooh, sure feels good.
This take of the song was never issued, and it took about 3 days to get the one we all know and love. But somehow, Sam Phillips broke Jerry Lee's will, and what a thrill.
Ed Ward is co-author of Rock of Ages, The Rolling Stone History of Rock and Roll. He also writes for the Austin Chronicle.